This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. When toxic chemicals are released into the environment, figuring out whether they're making people sick can be a major challenge. It's a problem the state is trying to solve now in the Sawmill and Wells Park neighborhoods near downtown Albuquerque, where an underground plume of dangerous dry cleaning solvents is flowing just beneath people's homes and businesses. Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams reports.
A few months ago, State Environment Department workers knocked on Andrew Benavidez's door in the Sawmill neighborhood. He was less than enthusiastic when they asked to test his house for cancer-causing fumes that could be wafting up from a nearby groundwater plume.
Nah, I don't want government on my property at all. And there's really nobody should be messing around or poking in this area.
Benavidez's answer to the state's request was a resounding no.
Grandma's been living here since she was little and the grandparents, so... What's wrong with the water here, I don't think.
That's not what NMED was hoping to hear. Benavidez lives in one of 14 homes the state has been trying to test as part of an investigation into the plume, which leaked into the groundwater decades ago from a chemical distribution business called Lawn Dry Supply Company. Only three people have agreed to have their homes tested, and so far only one of those turned up positive for airborne chemicals and at very low levels that didn't pose a health risk. That's certainly good news, but does it mean that the plume isn't a danger to the neighborhood? KUNM tried to ask NMED about that, but spokeswoman Allison Major is blocking us from speaking with NMED staff about the issue. We've emailed, we've called, we've texted, we've even asked in person.
Question about Laundry? Ask
nope.
You guys about that?
Nope.
Nothing, just a basic update on what's going on, concerns?
I think we're done.
So no statement on anything else?
We're wrapping up right now.
But Dr. Ann Ashengrau of the Boston University School of Public Health doesn't mince words. She's an epidemiologist who researches exposure to TCE, the main chemical in the Lawn Dry plume. She says testing 3 out of 14 houses for a plume of this size is...
grossly inadequate. 3 to me is grossly inadequate. I don't even know if the 14 would be enough.
Because tracking down where the chemicals in the groundwater are coming to the surface is really, really hard to do. Toxic fumes can move through cracks and cable lines underground, even get into sewer pipes and poison the air in people's homes that way. Bottom line, Ashengrau says, NMED needs to do more tests in more buildings. And that's a point the department's Groundwater Bureau Chief Michelle Hunter agrees with. Here she is speaking at a Wells Park Neighborhood Association meeting in June.
We agree. 3 samples is not enough, but when you knock on 20 doors and only 3 people sign up, you know, that's all you get. I mean, might have
been. Hunter has been overseeing the effort to test buildings for chemical gas from the plume.
It can be a hard sell, and people fear for their property values, which, you know, I totally get that, but it's the kind of thing that I would want to know.
But even though the Environment Department hasn't had much luck getting permission to test the 14 houses closest to the plume, lots of other people living nearby are anxious to get their homes tested.
Within our block, there's been folks who've died of brain cancer and then a brain tumor.
Bianca Encinas was pregnant when she moved into her home in Wells Park, just a few blocks from the plume.
One of my children has some early developmental problems, and I never would have thought that living close, I didn't even know that we lived by a plume.
Connecting the dots between any illness and long-term environmental pollution can be almost impossible, and that's especially true in cases like this one, where the contamination has been there for at least 20 years. Dr. Ashengrau from Boston University says those kinds of questions, scary though they may be, can't really be answered at this point.
You just don't know what's happened in the past. Say someone in one of these neighborhoods develops cancer. Can they ever say that it was from this exposure? They can't, really.
Ashengrau says the important thing now is to make sure nobody is getting exposed to toxins from the Lawn Dry plume and to get the contamination cleaned up, which should start happening soon. Lawn Dry is now submitting its cleanup plan for the state to review, and in the meantime, the Environment Department is planning to do more testing in homes and businesses. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.
News intern Victoria Edwards contributed to this report. KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, the Conalma Health Foundation, and the McCune Charitable Foundation. Find out more online at publichealthnm.org.